All right, well, here we go. Back into it. Head first. It's a brave new world, isn't it? Sure is. 18 after. Good thing we've got Grover Norquist here to steady the ship of Americans for Prosperity. Grover, welcome back to the program. Always good to have you.
Good to be with you.
Yes. So, we'll assume that Joe Biden somehow, with the magical help of the election fairy, somehow was elected to the White House when the Democrats got creamed everywhere else in the country. He somehow magically won 349 less counties than Barack Obama and won the White House. All right, so the election fairy played in, but let's assume that that happened, and it does happen. And then Janet Yellen comes along. What is she going to be, Secretary of the Treasury? What do you make of that?
Yes, they look like they're going to put her in Secretary of the Treasury, and what that tells us is a great deal about where our friend Mr. Biden's head is, because Janet Yellen was a leader in calling for an energy tax, a gasoline tax, a carbon tax, that would, they call it $40 a ton of carbon. What that translates to in English is a $10 when you fill up your gas tank, additional every time you fill up your gas tank. It raises the cost of energy for anyone driving a car or a truck or heating their home or air conditioning their home. And to give you some sense of the other side of that, in the last 10 years, because of fracking, American consumers saved $1.1 trillion or $900 per family for 10 years. So it's $9,000. The last, you didn't see that $9,000. It just didn't come out drip by drip. That's a lot of money in 10 years for Americans to save because the cost of energy went down because fracking. So we're now faced with Biden, who says, I'm going to get rid of fracking. And he disputes what he means by get rid of, you know, they're going to strangle it slowly or quickly. But he's going to get rid of fracking, which raises the cost of energy back $1 trillion over a decade. And for which you don't get anything, by the way. It's not $1 trillion.
You get nothing for it. And by the way, what about the jobs lost? You know, the income lost, the families devastated, the taxation off that income lost to the government entities that feed as the parasites they are on all of that income. What happens to all of that?
Yeah, they tend to leave that out. So not only with fracking being discouraged and regulated and taxed out of existence, but you'll have this energy tax, which will further increase the cost of energy for everybody. So that very cute, pretty promise of I will never raise, you know, just look you in the eye and lie. I will never raise anybody's taxes who earned less than $400,000.
First of all, Grover, he never looked anybody in the eye. He stared straight at the teleprompter.
That's true.
Which is why he fell over the dog and broke his foot, because the teleprompter at home distracted him.
Something. So here you have a guy who is committed, and by putting Yell in there, that's sort of the one thing that she has, policy issue that she's been pushing. She also was a very big advocate of not cutting taxes in 2017, the Trump Republican tax cut. She said unemployment was just fine. Now, mind you, we created 5 million jobs since then, so those 5 million people didn't need jobs. We saw unemployment rate hit 50-year lows. So either she thought the economy couldn't get any better or didn't care if it got any better, but she was against the tax cut because we didn't need to improve the economy. In 2018, as you know, in that 1 year, the pay of the median family income, you think, line up all the people in America right to left, go to the very dead center family, their income went up 6.8%.
Sure, but here's the thing.
People's income went up 6.8%.
But here's the thing, Grover.
Year,
I mean, if
we didn't
I may.
Need that, according to her.
Yeah, fair enough. But if I may, Secretary of the Treasury has no ability whatsoever to cut taxes, raise taxes, impact taxes, stop fracking, or do any other such foolish thing. And you look at these Democrats. I mean, the Republicans are only about 5 seats short of being in control of the House. And by the way, with redistricting coming and the Republicans in charge of 32 states completely, Republicans will take control in 2022. It's almost a sure thing. So what can she really do? It's meaningless because those Democrats aren't going to cut their own political throats to raise taxes and get rid of fracking and raise the price of your tank of gas $10. I don't think they'll do it.
It all depends on those two races in Georgia. If the Democrats win those two seats and have 50-50 in the Senate so that Biden's vice president can break a tie, they will hold their majorities. Remember, in order to do left-wing things for the first 2 years of Clinton, they had a stimulus spending, they raised taxes, they tried to get an energy tax, came close, and then they lost the House and the Senate. Okay? But they were so convinced that the American people really want all this tax and spending that they did that. Then a little bit later, our friend Obama comes in with the Democratic House and Senate, and they're convinced that the winds are behind their back. The American people want this stuff. That's what they tell each other. That's what CBS tells them on TV. They run right out and do exactly what Clinton did, and they lose the House and most of the Senate. So the idea that the Democrats will wisely only push far enough to do certain things but not others, and will listen to the American people and not raise taxes and go crazy spending. I mean, this is a guy who ran for office promising Biden a $4 trillion tax increase, $4 trillion tax increase, and an $11 trillion spending increase over a decade, which means instead of spending $4 trillion, we'd be spending $5, which is a 25% increase in 1 year in the total government spending. This is a jump into higher spending like the Great Society, which so far has cost us $20 trillion.
25.
Measurable impact.
But who's counting? I've got the Great Society at $25 trillion. But
25, hey, oh, okay.
Who's counting? Anyhow, Grover, greatly appreciate it. I got to leave it there. You're always a wealth of information, and great having you here. We'll have plenty to talk about in the days, weeks, and years to come. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
Take care.
Good. The Steve Gruber Show.